As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You good, Tim?
I'm good. I was kind of excited by it. I don't know. I'm not freaked out by him.
John?
Yeah, totally excited by it.
That was our reaction literally the second after we had that earthquake yesterday morning. In my time here in San Diego, I've never felt one that strong, and you probably heard my reaction. Tammy, cool as the other side of the pillow. John? Possibly soiled himself.
I was going to say you were the wrinkled pillowcase of fear.
I will say this. That's funny. I will say this. I didn't enjoy it. Everybody has a different story. I don't know if I was like, I'm standing on one foot or if the jolt was that strong, but I was almost thrown down. And then the roll.
Almost thrown down?
Like I almost fell.
Okay.
Because it was
Yeah.
I think I was almost. It just kind of like.
Messed with your equilibrium.
The sound and the force of it, the first shot that we had. I mean, that was like, oh my God, what was that? But then the swaying started, and that is what started freaking me out, thinking I need to go outside right now, and there's no way possible I can get outside. I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. I think the best reaction was from our boss, Scotty. It was his very first experience of an earthquake.
Yeah, you would have thought it was at the amusement park.
That was a big one.
Was that an earthquake?
Yeah, it was.
I've never seen one.
Congratulations!
That was a big one. Was that big?
Oh, look at the lights are swinging. Did you show that? Did you show that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did.
Swinging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Scott literally sounds like he's kind of a roller coaster.
I know.
I'm trying to get my balance back, thinking, are we going to be okay as the building is still moving at this point?
Sure.
I never experienced in my 14 years here in San Diego, I've experienced earthquakes.
Yes.
Never one that jolting. And I have a resounding opinion now that I did not like it.
It was interesting to see all the different home cameras that captured it, including a mom who was in the living room with her baby. Listen to this.
That is a mom turning into a mama bear, grabbing her baby, and she was large and in charge.
Yes, I mean, she was.
Look at that. I was so impressed. Meanwhile, her husband was also there. He reacted as if he's heard Get Out before.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm gone.
So true.
I am gone.
She had
that baby out of that house.
Yep.
And the time it took me to go, she's already safe.
If you haven't seen the videos, all these are on John and Tammy's Instagram stories. Also, the poor guy in Julian in his liquor store.
Just had a fat earthquake. Just fixed up the f***ing store. Is everywhere. Glass falling. Whiskey, scotch, an assortment of different bottles.
Again, the different reactions kill me.
I know.
Clearly that man's been through an earthquake before. He's not mad about anything else except the fact, I just got the store ready. Really? Oh, God. Grab a mop.
It was intriguing to watch it, and I was feeling a lot of it out in Crest, and there was a 3.9 that came like an hour and a half later, and when I first heard it coming, I thought, it was a military helicopter, because they go over our place quite often, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to think everything's an earthquake. earthquake now. And then I went, oh, it's no, that's an earthquake. I mean, I'm looking, John, if you look at all of the aftershocks that are at Julian that were just constant, right? And the one that we felt first initially came out as like a 6.5, 6.7. That's the initial assessment, but it was downgraded to a 5.2, but then all these 2.8s, 2.5s, 2.4s, and then the one that happened that I heard at home was a 4, and that was pretty loud. My dog, not happy. She spent the rest of the afternoon in her kennel because she's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, Roger was a little freaked out, too. That was his first big one. Right. I'm going to go ahead and say it was a 6.7. I don't care if it was downgraded or not. I survived a 6.7 quake. I survived the quake at 25.
The coolest thing to come out of yesterday, though, by far, was that San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Oh, man.
When the earthquake happens and you watch all of the elephants all come together and they form a circle around the smallest of the herd.
It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. And again, you can see that on KSON and John and Tammy's Instagram stories. It's just beautiful.
Even elephants reacted better than I did.
Yeah.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Taylor.
Hello.
First and foremost, everything okay at your home?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we work with Taylor here in the office, and Taylor lives in Ramona, the epicenter of yesterday's first big quake that we had. Share with us, Taylor, what happened in your home? What did you experience?
I actually live next to the airport, so I thought it was just a jet plane, but then it lasted a little longer than expected. So it was just a lot of rumbling. I thought my windows were actually going to crack, but nothing actually happened because I have no decorations on the walls.
No?
Oh,
well, I guess. you planned ahead is what you're saying. You know what? There might be an earthquake. Why bother decorating? I was surprised that nothing fell off the walls here. The jolt that the building took,
yeah.
I mean, I've never felt anything like that. And Tammy had a great description because the windows, what did they do?
I looked over at the building across the street, Taylor, and the glass, like, it rippled through the windows. It was very bizarre looking.
Like the Matrix.
Yeah. Taylor, you're expecting a baby within another baby here in 2.5 months. You have a baby right now. Did the baby react to it?
I just put him down, and he woke up and from me screaming, get the baby out, get the baby out.
You were yelling at your husband, get the baby out?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
You were like the other mom we saw in the video who was doing the exact same thing.
I tried getting up that fast, though.
Well, you have an excuse. You're very, very pregnant.
Yes.
I have to imagine when you have a baby, it's a totally different mindset than Tam and I and Jessica just sitting here in the studio like, what the hell was that? I mean, that's the number one priority. So, well, we're glad everything's cool. I mean, you were right in the epicenter of things. How many aftershocks did you have to deal with all day yesterday?
So I actually left my house, so I never actually felt it.
Oh, okay.
You're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're glad everything's okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for giving us a little moment of your day yesterday, Taylor.
Yeah, of course.
Another native. Cool as the other side of the pillow when it comes to an earthquake. Meanwhile, there's me on floor 6 about to curl into the fetal position. I did not like that. Okay. Meanwhile, how about Reggie Navinario? This is what a real man sounds like. Yeah. Dude was doing construction. He's on the 36th floor outside.
We're swaying like this in the elevator, like a foot going side to side. It was moving way too much. I knew something was up. The guys on top, they're on the side of the building and they could fall off.
You know, thanks ABC 10 for that, by the way. John, when you were hanging on, because I understand it was freaking, it freaked you out and you were grabbing on to our console here, the table here that you stand in front of hanging on because you're like, what the heck's going to happen?
Well, I had no idea what to do because, again, we're on the sixth floor.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of a bold statement until we just heard from Reggie, Reggie floor 36. And yeah, after that big jolt, the rolling is what really freaked me out. And watching the buildings outside swaying, mm-hmm. knowing that we were doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always had conversations with people in the Midwest where we're from. Would you rather go through a tornado than an earthquake? And up until yesterday, I always said tornadoes are way worse.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. I mean, it was very quick. Don't get me wrong. I didn't get the aftershock feeling that you got in Crest, Tammy. But yeah, I did not. No bueno. Did not like it.
Yeah.
I did not like it.
It's an earthquake or a tornado or a hurricane or a wildfire. They are all super scary.
Thank you for validating. Meanwhile, you're like, woohoo! Let's go again! Like, what? Maniac? Well, I was busy at work yesterday trying to calm Tammy and producer Jessica down.
Oh, my God.
During that pretty strong earthquake. That was the strongest earthquake I've ever experienced in mm-hmm. my 14-plus years here in California.
We saw.
Oh, I know. Clearly, anyone who saw the video knows exactly that.
I'm not laughing at you. It's just like, I like how you're like, oh, I had to calm them down.
Well, I then had to check in with my daughters, who were at my daughter's apartment.
Yeah.
Julia is in town hanging out with her sister, my dog, Roger the puppy. And let's not forget the newest addition to the family.
Oh, yes.
My girlfriend, Sam, who moved to Carlsbad to be with me from Nashville,
uh-huh.
got her first earthquake experience pretty quick into her California tenure.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You were alone.
Yes, I was, and I got an emergency alert on my phone, and it said to take cover, earthquake warning. So I stood in between our closet and our bedroom door frame.
How long from the warning on your phone?
Like 30 seconds.
Okay.
And there was two like big shakes, one shake and then a big shake again. Yeah. And I just heard things rattling, which I figured our entire memorabilia room was falling off the wall.
You are from Nashville.
Yeah.
You are used to very severe tornadic activity.
Yes.
You've been through both.
Yeah.
What would you prefer?
I think I would be more afraid of a tornado. Like, the damage that can do faster than what an earthquake can do.
Do you have any anger or negative feelings towards me that I wasn't here to protect you, my roommate / girlfriend, through your first no-joke California earthquake?
I'm kind of glad I was alone, because I feel like if, like, Roger would have been here, he was afraid this morning where he felt it, and I would have made me more nervous, and, like, it was better I was probably alone. Okay.
Congratulations. You're a Californian.
Yay.
So, if I'm reading the room right, she prefers I'm not there during a natural disaster. Nope, I'm good alone, pal.
Oh, my
gosh. You do you.
Oh, that's funny.
Man.
When I was talking to my youngest daughter, still lives here in California, and she texted me right away, did you feel that? And when I called her later, she had gotten underneath her vanity desk and was hiding under there, you know. And I said, really, probably the best thing to do is get outside in the middle of that big parking lot you have where there isn't anything around.
I have to ask a stupid question. Maybe a couple years too late. Next time that happens, God forbid, what do we do up here?
Well, I mean, you're kind of stuck. I would say probably the stairwell would be the safest place, but
all right. Yeah. I hope we don't have to talk about it again.
Okay.